During Robert Brogdon's Olathe Buick GMC clearance event, save up to 20% on new models like the 2023 Buick Encore GX or GMC Sierra 1500. View their huge inventory at robertbrogdon.com and find your perfect match.
Don't forget, I'm going to be out at Schlotzky's in Blue Springs today from 11 until 1. $5.99 lunch special, small original chips and a 32-ounce drink, giving away prizes. Schlotzky's Frisbees, Nate. Nate loves playing the Frisbee.
Oh, man, can't get enough of it.
I'll get you a Frisbee if you want one. Jake, you want one?
Yeah, I'll take a Frisbee.
I got access to Schlotzky's Frisbee.
I'd rather have a sandwich, though.
You know.
No one asked you.
But I bring it back tomorrow. Boy, you're... I offer to give you one thing, but I want something else.
That's true.
I'll take this, but I want something else.
I would chastise my children for acting like that.
I wonder where they get it from.
Huh.
They're probably listening right now, and they say, listen, Dad was offered something, but he wants something else.
Remember, they don't do what you do. They don't do what you say. Right. They do what you do.
Mm-hmm. I learned it from watching you, Dad.
That's right.
Okay, I'm going to offer you Graham Zusi on the show. Do you want something else now?
I can't think of anything better, right. So yeah, I'll take that.
There you go. Say hello to Graham Zusi then.
Hello, Graham Zusi.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty well. Graham, if someone offers to get you something free, do you say, oh, yes, thank you, or do you say, oh, you know what, I'd rather have something else free. I mean, you know, I'm just trying to help my friend here.
How about you, Sideburns? You want some of this milk? I'd rather have myself
right.
a beer.
Like if a teammate comes up to you and says, hey, Graham, would you like to have this? So, yeah, but I'd like to have something else better. I mean, I don't know. Graham, tell me how you approach
that. No milk will ever be our milk.
Right. That's exactly right. Graham knows what's going on.
So there's one thing that I would like to get offered for free that I've actually tried to fish around for, and I don't think it's going to work out for me. But have you guys seen the retro gear that Sporting Kansas City released for the retro night coming up on Saturday night?
Of course.
Jake, have you seen these?
Which ones are they?
It's a whole new line of stuff they put out. They put it out like on the Sporting Style Instagram page and Twitter account yesterday.
Is it old gear or they made retro gear?
Well, it's throwback. So you can like it's one of them is the jersey. I don't remember which year, but it's kind of like got the powder blue on top with the rainbow and the black going across the middle. The Wiz, the old Wiz uniform, you can get the jersey, but they've got like a warm-up jacket, a beanie. They've got all kinds of awesome stuff
that
goes along with it. Right? Have you seen all this stuff, Graham?
I've seen a glimpse of some of it, and I must say I am very impressed. I think it looks awesome.
No, I like the hoodie. Sorry.
Right? The hoodie's...
I did see the hoodie. The hoodie's amazing. The rain jacket / warm-up jacket.
Yep.
Is super sharp as well. They did a good job for sure.
It's the 96.
What do I like better, the jacket or look at the hat? That's sick.
Isn't that cool?
Oh,
yeah,
I love that.
Yeah. I'll see what I can do there, Steven.
I'd like to see what you can do.
Well,
and whatever you give me,
yeah.
I'm going to say thank you.
I'm not going to
ask for something else.
I wish I had the jersey instead of the hat.
I'd rather have the hat.
Touché, my friend.
Hey, check out this rain gear.
I'd
rather have the jersey.
I went fishing for a couple freebies yesterday. Yeah. I sent a couple of texts out there.
How do you do that? Give us the approach. Graham, listen to this.
I just said, does the on-air talent get any of this gear to show off on camera or anything?
I'm going to say that Graham's word carries more weight than yours.
Oh,
Graham, do you think the on-air talent should get any of that gear to show it off on the air? What do you think?
Yeah, I do.
He was thinking about it.
That was a long pause there.
I'll be nice to Nate.
Right. That wasn't a great vote of confidence.
Your text message sounded like.
Right.
Yeah, the response I got was very lukewarm. You know, maybe, I think was the answer I got back. So maybe I'll just have to buy some. I don't know. It looks. Here's the thing. All right, so, Steven, you've been, I think, a little annoyed with me. Complaining about some of the sports rules that exist out there that I think are dumb.
Every day.
And Boddicker said, I bet you there's no soccer rules you'd want to change. Here's something that Major League Soccer does that I think is stupid. How awesome would it be if Sporting went out there and wore those Wiz jerseys, like in the game on Saturday?
Well, sure.
They're only allowed to warm up in those because Major League Soccer won't allow you to have a third uniform because they have this rule, this deal with Adidas that doesn't allow them to do that. Wouldn't you love to wear that jersey out on the field, Grant? Like, you get to wear it in warm-ups, which is cool. But I don't know, maybe not. Wouldn't you think that would be awesome to get to wear that shirt during a game?
Yeah, we've talked about this before, haven't we? And I feel the exact same way. I just think they're missing out, right?
Yeah.
Adidas and the MLS, they're always about – it's a business, right? But it seems like this is just a bad business decision. I think the Kansas City fans would eat it up. I think those jerseys would be gone in a second. And likewise throughout the league. Some of these the originals clubs could do so well if they had those original jerseys. I think it's a big miss from the league. I've been saying it since I've been with the team, and really wish that they'd be able to do that.
Graham Zusi is our guest. Graham, I want to ask you how you approach, post-game when – because we always like to hear a coach or a manager when they get real mad. And we listen to it and we play the clips. And then sometimes people, hey, you know what? He's sending a message to his team through the media, you know. Or, boy, listen to what he says about this official or this call. Peter Vermes was not happy post game after the last match. Do you listen to what he has to say after the? I mean, you hear plenty from him, you know, over the course of the week. But do you listen to what he has to say? Did you pick up on those comments and how angry he was after the last match?
Yeah, well, let me tell you, it definitely doesn't stay in the post-game press conference.
Right. Right, because you get your fill anyway. I'm just curious if you listen to all that, too, if you have enough. You don't need to monitor anything else that he says.
You guys should have seen him on the plane.
Oh, tell us.
He was extremely animated. He was already on the phone with, I can only imagine, either the league or some of our owners trying to get an ear in or a word into the league early. About the whole Remy situation, I'm assuming that's what you guys are referring to, correct? The red card?
Yeah, yes. Well, it's funny because that's where Peter, I think, started on the post-game Zoom, but then it turned into my players don't get respect across the board, and he brought up about five or six other instances through the course of the year where he's like, we got screwed on this one, we got screwed on that one, and so it kind of became a bigger picture thing. But, yeah, I think that was the genesis of it was the Remy red card.
Yeah, and listen, the more I watch that clip, and if you see it from the correct angles, if you slow it down a little bit, it's just unbelievably obvious to me that he's pulling out of that tackle. What the ref said, he gets him with the bottom of his studs. Doesn't happen. He pulls out. It hits him with the top of his foot, maybe his ankle a little bit. I just don't understand how you can go back and look at that clip and still say it's a red card. It makes absolute zero sense to me. Everyone on the field was shocked that didn't get reversed. I think a lot of people were shocked that the red card was given in the first. I mean, I can go on and on, but it's just crazy to me to be able to go back and look at that and not rectify the situation. I'll let Peter be the one to make the comments on the them against us kind of thing. I will say seems to be some overwhelming evidence on his side to be making these comments, but I think he's said his piece, and I'm not saying I don't agree with it, but I just don't want to, as a player, dive into that too much. So
let's take it from this angle, though, Graham, because. I think what Steven's talking about, part of what I think Peter does is he's showing the entire locker room and fan base that he's got their back and that he's going to go fight for them and maybe create a little bit of that. It's, hey, it's us against everybody else. We got to trust each other because we can't count on anybody else to help us out. And when, you know, doing the game with Jacob Peterson, when we were broadcasting it, we both felt the same way as you. We thought that the referee didn't spend nearly enough time looking at it. It was like he glanced at it for 10 seconds and then walked away and stuck with his call. But it was what you guys did in response to it that had Jacob so fired up. And he's been a part of championship teams with you. And he was so fired up that you guys gutted through that game and got a draw. And he told me, look, there's been some big performances this year. There's been big wins. He was like, I tell you, there's nothing that will have that locker room more galvanized than this performance. When their backs are against the wall and they're down a man and all of that, and they find a way to get this result, this will mean more to them. And so I'm curious, can you describe for us on the inside, was it like that in the locker room? And what does it mean for you guys going forward that you were able to get a point in the face of all that?
No, listen, Jake is 100% right, and we felt it as soon as we got in the locker room. So halftime, what usually happens is, the guys will get in the locker room. There's a few minute period where the coaches are in their space, I think, talking a little bit about the half and maybe the strategy of going in. So there's a few minutes where it's just the players alone in the locker room, and that was the thing that was being said. We came in heated. We were heated. We were very much together. I was saying specifically, I was like, guys, okay. There were some choice words in there, obviously, but, let's play with the chip on our shoulder. The ref's not going to give us anything. Let's go out there and come together and grind this one out. It's going to be an absolute battle. But just don't leave anything on the field, us against them kind of thing, and you felt the group just get on board with that, and it was I think you can see in the second half in particular, just grinding out a brutal 45 minutes. Going down that early, it's very difficult. You throw in the weather, the day game and the heat. You throw in being away from home. So many factors were against us in that game, and for us to come together and grind out that important point was huge. And I think it'll go even further into the season when we need that. That collective effort, we can fall back and know that we've done that before.
So that sets up a huge game this weekend. Saturday night, 8:00 at Children's Mercy Park, you guys take on the Colorado Rapids. You guys are right now in second place in the West. They're in third place. They're only 2 points behind you, and they have two games in hand. So this could be the type of thing where, hey, if they win, they move a point ahead of you with a couple games in hand. If you win, you put some distance between yourselves and them, get a 5-point cushion, and maybe catch up to Seattle. So, for all those reasons in the standings, this is a huge game. It's the third time you'll have played them this season. Tell me about the stakes. I'm assuming you guys are all aware of the standings. How excited are you guys for this game? What are you looking forward to most about this game on Saturday night?
Yeah, this is a big one. One of those swing matches in the season. I keep going back to talking about the start of these games, and I think this one is no different. I think if we can jump on Colorado early and maybe get a goal, then they'll have to chase the game. And when a team is chasing the game against us, it usually bodes well for our performance. It allows us to keep the ball and then punish them on a counter or or a situation where we've stretched them out a little bit. So I think that's hugely important to us. You know, we feel like we need to, I guess, get back to our true form at home. As a group, we feel like we've left some points out there on the table. So this one is just a massive game all around. We want to get back to our true selves at home. It's against a huge opponent in Colorado who's close to us, and yeah, I mean it's just a massive 3 points that can really go a long way in the season.
Colorado's been great on the road. They've won 3 in a row on the road. You guys are always great at home. It's just, it's so much. And it's retro night, you know, and you get to wear those awesome jerseys.
That's right.
So, Graham, enjoy it, and best of luck on Saturday night.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Talk soon.
That is Graham Zusi, who joins us every week right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB.